Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
So we're going to talk to Gray Drake about the movies coming up in about 45 minutes. I'm sorry. We'll talk to Gray Drake about the movie coming out this weekend.
There's not a lot coming out right now.
Yeah, it's been really slow with the movies. But that's good for Moana because this song right here from Alessia Cara. See the line where the sky meets the sea. It's from Disney's Moana, number one movie in America for the last 2 weeks. I didn't know it was her when I was watching the movie until afterwards. So she's singing it, Alessia Cara with Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton, the guy that wrote all those. And you can actually check out the backstage interviews from Jingle Ball with Alessia. We played that yesterday. We have the Chainsmokers, the Backstreet Boys, Charlie Puth, Hailee Steinfeld, and Meghan Trainor. They're all at KidNation.com. And like we said during the gossip, Meghan Trainor is no longer going to be singing for the rest of the year because she had some sort of procedure she had to have done. But you can watch tonight's Jingle Ball concert live on the CW app or CWTV.com starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern tonight.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And Fifth Harmony is actually going to be there. They were at our Jingle Ball. And Justin and Elena got to catch up with them backstage at our concert.
We got all the velvet on this side. I love that we're all rocking velvet. Y'all make me feel like I'm in style because if you guys are wearing it and look that good, then like I must be doing something right, right?
Girl, your eyebrows are on fleek,
you guys too. You guys could form your own girl group with the velvet.
All the compliments.
Velvet 3.
No, well, beautiful. You look third velvet. Stop.
Okay, now with the compliments. Okay, let's get to the interview. Okay.
Just got compliments.
All right, so Jingle Ball, thank you guys for showing up and performing.
Yes, of course. Anytime. Thanks for having us.
Are y'all going to get to go home for Christmas?
Yeah. Oh, you know,
okay,
absolutely.
So you don't have to work from home.
I have
your face. I thought it was. Okay.
Everyone give him some snaps.
Oh, we'll see you later.
Not only that joke, but another thing. I was watching the music video, and I saw all the hot male construction workers in that video. Exactly right, Camila. The first one was the hottest. Oh, that arm. Did y'all get any numbers from them after the music video?
I was too shy to even look at him during that part. He probably thought I was weird.
What? You?
I was, I was just like, okay, next tape.
I was so shy.
And catering, we had a lunch, and we were dying because like they were sitting behind us, they were on their own table, and we kept looking over at them like it was like school all over again.
I was thinking that in my mind too because y'all are beautiful. Y'all are so beautiful. And then I mean, for me, I'm attracted to men, so I'm like I must be so nerve wracking talking to a hot man that.
Well, I just can't imagine like if you guys get nervous around men, like what chance do I have just like going forward for my dating life?
You're gorgeous and you're a sweetheart. Girl.
We can hook
you're
up.
Gonna
girl.
Be fine.
You got me.
Also,
y'all heard it here first.
Y'all crushed it at the AMA.
Oh, thank you.
The dances. Y'all were all doing the choreography, right? Y'all selves. Okay.
We're dancing all the time. You'll get plenty of dance moves.
Can you break me off a piece right now? Or
oh, sure.
It was just in my head. So
well, this is so fun because we got to interview Camila last year for Jingle Ball, and now we got the whole crew. Dreams are coming true.
Yes. Lauren, I got a question.
Oh, I'm not Lauren.
Who's Lauren?
Right there.
Oh. Lauren. Okay, I remembered all your names.
Oh, Justin! Oh, wow. Justin!
See, that's what's hard is telling them apart.
What are you doing, man?
You should have given them name tags, Justin.
Yeah. I know. I memorized all their names, but I didn't remember
which one belonged to.
That's why you just have to kind of like.
I was like, ooh, I dared myself to do it. I did it.
They
seem fine with it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You just say, hey, baby, what? And then you go into your question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, Justin.
I only knew Normani and who Camila was.
They weren't mad at all, though.
They weren't. They were chill with
it. Probably happens.
I'm sure. I'm not Lauren.
Question.
Oh, I'm not Lauren.
Who's Lauren? Lauren. Okay, I remembered all your names. I forgot which name belonged to who. But Lauren, you're a grammar queen, aren't you?
I try to be. I also make mistakes.
Yes, because I wanted to go back.
That was back when I was like 15.
Yes, the video where you said, "I love it when my clothes is big on me."
Now, oh my!
To me,
you did not say that, girl.
That's hilarious.
Remember, we had a whole argument about this.
We had a whole argument,
and I was wrong. Yes,
you were wrong, but I disagree. I think you are right because I say my
clothes
is big
on me, right?
It makes
no, we
sense.
Did have a conversation. It's ours.
That's how
I remember this conversation.
You know what?
I was out of it. It's probably doing something.
I'm Cuban.
That makes sense. I mean, in school,
my mother always said, "The clothes is over there.
Uh-huh.
Go fold the clothes."
Camilla.
I'm aware
just
now.
Just to school you on it.
I'm well aware
my
now.
My clothes are big on me. That's how you say it in school. My clothes on the are streets, big. Yeah, my clothes is big. Big on
my
me.
Yes, big on me. I'm obviously super street, so that's why I did that.
And what I want to do, thank you guys so much for doing this interview with us. We want to do a five picture pose. And
just
on
because
a
we
harmony.
Know you need a picture for your oh, Instagram.
We totally do. Yes.
We want to help you with that.
So we're going to do so five much. Attitude
let's
poses.
Do, let's do it. Let's
all right.
It. Your lips are so pretty.
I love you. You're so hot.
I love the way you lie to me.
You're welcome. Okay, so first picture ready. Ready for this hot pose, because I've always wanted...
So is this like a, we're doing five different pictures or like
you got five?
Five
different pictures with five different poses.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. God, I got
it. I call it, and I, it's for my art piece. I'm calling it Fifth Harmony and Me.
And Elena.
Yeah.
What was that big moan in the middle of the interview? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Elena.
Is that Elena?
Like, there was a moment in the interview. I don't know if you guys caught this, but...
Oh!
Oh. What is that? Oh. Sounds like a who's giving
she,
birth?
When did she make that sound?
Like Tarzan or something?
Is that Tarzan?
You're sounds talking like about a, their dance moves or something. I don't remember what she made that noise about.
I don't either. Justin said something, and Elena just had a gutter.
That was when they killed it at the AMAs, Elena was saying.
Oh, they did kill it at the AMAs.
I think, that was the sound of it when it got killed.
Yes. But they killed.
So did we figure out clothes are big?
Yeah, clothes are big on me, but on the streets, the clothes is big on me.
On the streets?
On the streets.
I got you.
Yeah.
Justin correcting the English.
We were all friends, though. We were just gaggling. We were just,
yeah,
complimenting
they're
each other.
It feels good when you connect.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. That's because they were our age, I thought, you know?
And they keep it going after the interview. It's not like they just turn it on for the interview. They're like that the
wherever.
Whole night.
They were backstage just giggling, and yeah, they were real, real cool, real down-to-earth people.
Yeah.
She's trying to end them boots.
Elena's back there grunting.
Right.
Oh!
Oh.
You can watch that entire interview and Elena's grunt.
It's like the sound you make when you're late for work and your car won't start.
Oh, man, my car won't start. When your alarm goes off Monday morning.
Lock yourself out of the house. And it's
You can't find your car keys. Hit the button.
Sorry,
thank you.
You find out Jenna got
two
engaged.
Lines instead of one.
Always at a red light.
Oh, man, the red light. Elena just says she hates us.
Paternity test.
When Elena says she hates you. All right, it's time for Feel Good Friday, everyone.
Feel Good Friday.
Feel good.
There we go. I feel good because we just got a new soundbite. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
These are the things you're feeling good about, Kid Nation, no matter how big or how small. You could have eaten ice cream for breakfast. That makes you feel good. You go ahead and give us a call. Or big as you got a brand new baby. We'll take it all. We just want to feel good when we hear it. We'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that should make you feel good.
Yeah.
And that should make you feel good.
Don't you want to go into the weekend feeling good?
Dang right.
Of course you do. That's why you can give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We did get a text saying, before you guys get into Feel Good Friday, can you ask Al this question for me? So, sure. Anything for you, Kid Nation.
I know what's coming. Okay, come on.
You do?
What, Al? What do you think is
what
coming?
What do you think it's about?
No, tell us, Psychic Al.
What about my crocheted hat?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You do look like a boxer right now, like you're training for something. this Kid Nation member wants to know, hey, Big Al, which is bigger, the country or the nation? You're really thinking about it.
I'm gonna
say. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to say that's the same.
But you have to think about it, and you're not really sure.
I'm thinking the United Nations, but that's plural, so that's
more than one nation.
United
together.
The nation.
Yes, so we'll go ahead and go, that's the same. Thank you for your inquisitive question.
All right, Feel Good Friday. What are you guys feeling good about, Kelly? Oh, here we go. Hold on. Get that on.
Giddy Kelly's in the house.
Alan told me.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yes, he said, I don't know what you're doing on New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
But you have to be out of Raspberry Manor for 4 hours.
Abracabooyah!
Wow!
Kelly?
I don't know.
4 hours!
He can't throw that out there. Just,
so I've got like
right,
two more
corner.
Weeks to wait to find out what he's doing. I'm so excited.
Maybe, 4 hours? That's so romantic already.
Maybe he's going to bring a crew over and twall or detwall the rest of your house while you're gone.
No, he's already untwalled it.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas?
Four
Is there anything
hours.
You said you wanted?
I said, are you going to paint? Because we haven't picked out the paint color for the bathroom. He had mudded over the wallpaper and stuff. I said, are you going to paint the bathroom? He said, no, and stop guessing.
Okay. Yeah, stop guessing. Okay. You're not doing yourself any favors if you guess.
You have to be out of the house. So not you two together. Okay. Yeah. All right.
4 hours.
Kelly's got to be out of the house.
What he's doing, I'm so excited.
We're all excited now.
Yeah, okay, okay.
That's
so
why
I feel
Kelly's
good going into this weekend.
Yeah. Right. Jenna?
I was able to get into one of those binds in yoga class. You know what I'm talking about?
Like
you are getting better.
So when you are like lunging down on one foot, they ask you to like wrap. It's weird. Like wrap one arm between your legs and up to your back and the other arm goes behind your back. I have little dinosaur arms. I have never been able to get my arms to touch. And I did it. And I was like, wow.
Good job.
I know that's a little thing.
That's a big deal.
To but
bend over, reach through.
When you know how hard yoga is, and I say, I feel like I haven't gotten better for the 15 weeks I've been trying, it was kind of like a centimeter
you're
better.
You're doing all right. See, I'm telling you, you're going to get better. Big Al.
Dude, I'm feeling good. My mama's fine. We had a little scare last night.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to talk about this. So.
Yeah, I'm not going to go way into it, but we took her to the hospital, and we stayed there from 6 p.m. till 3 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
But she is back home and she's feeling good. So I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I had one of those moments where I felt like a huge jerk last night. You know what I'm going?
Yeah. We had a Christmas party. Well, not the big party. The iHeart Media radio party.
We had a Christmas party with clients and everything, and our boss was telling us that we had to go to this party. Uh-huh. So I'm at the bar with White Cheddar, our producer.
We had to go to this party.
Well, we want to go to these parties.
But it was
making sure that we showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though we still want to go because it's free food and free drinks. And so I'm at
and meeting our lovely client.
And meeting, exactly. How dare I forget that? I'm so mad at myself.
Oh!
But we're at the bar with White Cheddar, our producer, and our boss, George, and we're like, oh, where's Al? So I look at White Cheddar, and we like to be passive aggressive. So I sent Al the text message. Hey, Al, what's the plan for tonight after the party you're not at? With the emoji face with the tongue out, winking.
Yeah.
We just
making fun of me for not being at the party.
Okay.
Because you're known to not show up.
Standard, what happens with Al is, if we've got an event from, let's just say, 6 to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Let's just say 6 to 8 p.m. Yeah. At 7:30, he will text one of us and say, I just woke up.
Yeah. What's the plan?
Is everybody still there? Am I lying, Big Al?
No.
So that's what we thought was happening.
So I said, before I got your text, I said the same thing. I said, how much you want to bet? 8:30, Al's going to text. I just woke up.
No, instead he wrote back with, Mom wasn't feeling so good, so I brought her to the hospital.
Yeah.
They're checking her out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there at the party like, awkward turtle. Kelly comes up to me. She looks all sad. I'm like, no, I know now. I know what happened.
But she's doing okay.
Yeah, she's doing good.
She's doing good. She's doing good.
We love your mom, Al.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's get to the phone. That's why we're feeling good. Al's mom's doing
good
better.
About that. Yep.
Celeste, how you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Oh, yeah, you are. It's Feel Good Friday.
What's up, Celeste? Talk to us.
Well, today I'm graduating from college, Abilene Christian University, shout out. I'm graduating 2 years early.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Whoa. Get your life started now.
I graduated. Well, I mean, I finished early.
Yeah.
I didn't really graduate.
What do you want to do for work?
Well, I'm actually going to keep doing school, so I only get about a month of break, and I'm going to start my master's in January.
Whoa. Good for you, girl. Good for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said start your life, but no, it's back to the grind.
Well, she's still she's continuing her life.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Celeste. Thank you for calling us.
Happy Friday.
Get her master's. 2 years.
Wow.
How do you do
that?
Man,
I couldn't go back if you, I mean, I would.
I couldn't either.
Yeah. I was counting down the days. I would pull in that parking lot. I'd be like, 73 more days to go. And I'd walk to class and 53 more. I just counted down the days, the hours. This is the last 2 weeks I'll ever have to be in school again for the rest of my life. I couldn't wait to get out.
Basically what we do before winter break.
But you graduated.
I didn't even want to walk. I didn't even want to walk. And my parents made me. I don't want to. I was so over it. I was working 3 jobs and going to school full time. Yeah. It was like lowest thing on my priority list was to walk. But I did it.
I look
cute in the cap and gown, though.
You walked.
I was having a good hair
okay,
day.
Good. I'm glad. We were wondering if you looked good.
Yeah, we were.
My hair was like on point that night.
What's up, Donovan?
Hey, what's up?
You, man.
What do you feel good about?
Oh, what I feel good about, I'm excited because I came here early this morning and I got a ticket to get one of the NES consoles this morning.
The Nintendo NES with like 30 games in it already?
Oh, yeah. I'm here at 5:30 in the morning and they only have 3 in stock and I was number 3.
Oh!
Dude, you barely made it.
Well done.
Ready to go, Donovan?
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. And there's people who are lining up right now, and I'm like, oh, you poor things. Y'all don't even know.
Yeah. Suckers.
Yeah.
So are you going to keep it, or are you going to try to sell it for more money?
So that's just country. I ain't going to do that. I'm just going to give it, either keep it myself or give it to somebody for Christmas. I haven't decided yet.
What a stud.
You're so sweet.
What a stud.
Yeah.
What's your favorite NES game, Donovan?
My absolute favorite is definitely Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There you go.
Yeah. I like Mario Brothers 3, and then Punch-Out's probably second, close second. If you were wondering.
Good for you, man. Happy Friday. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Donovan.
Merry Christmas, you guys, too.
You, man.
Look at him. Waking up early, got his NES, just like that. Hey, Nathaniel.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good? How old are you?
6 years old.
Six years old.
My man.
And you're feeling good?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because, my mama always has to yell at me to get out of the bed, but now for a week, this week, she didn't have to yell at me.
All right.
Wow. That's awesome.
You got out on your own?
Donovan.
Nathan.
Nathan.
Or Donovan.
I'm letting you sleep.
Yeah. It's Nathaniel.
Good job, brother.
Well done, man.
Are you on your way to work?
No, I'm at school.
Oh, you're
at school. School is your job right now, right?
Yes. Ma'am.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You're so polite. You're such a good boy.
You're a cool dude, Nathaniel. You have a wonderful day at school today, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
I like him.
Me too.
He's my buddy now. Oh, let's go back to back kids. Hey, Aiden.
Hey.
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 How old are you?
Seven.
Why are you feeling good today?
Because my grandma and grandpa are picking me up. And there's 3 babies on the way.
Oh.
Whoa. 3 babies.
3 babies.
Like or is it going to be brother, sister for you? Or who's having babies?
My aunt.
Oh, okay.
She's having triplets?
Triplets?
2 aunts.
Oh, 2 aunts.
2 aunts having babies. Okay.
Wow. Good job. All right,
family's growing.
Yeah.
You have fun with your grandparents, okay, Aiden?
Okay.
All right. And ask for anything you want because grandparents always give you what you want.
Yep.
Yeah, don't forget that.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's their job. Mom and dad say no. Grandparents always say yes.
Boom.
That's the rule.
See you, Aiden.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
See, Aiden knows. Aiden knows what's going on. Bailey, welcome to Feel Good Friday.
Hi.
Hey. What are you up to?
I am driving in the car to go to a debate tournament.
Whoa.
When you go to a debate term, do you know the topic ahead of time or do they spring it on you at the last minute to do like impromptu debate?
There's multiple topics or multiple types of debate, but in the type I do, which is policy, we know our topic ahead of time. So we've known it for like 5 months now, I believe.
What's the topic?
Like refund policy or what?
Well, our topic this year is the United States federal government should work with China. So it's basically asking, like, how should we engage with China?
Wow.
You are way too smart to listen to this morning show.
Yeah.
God bless America. Well, good luck today.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah.
We'll be doing that in 30 minutes on our show.
No, you won't.
Yeah, if you want to call back, Bailey, we're going to do an in-depth debate.
Good luck.
On policies. All right. Man, 14 years old. Debating policy.
So I guess somebody wins a debate, right? I
mean, yeah.
I've never been to a
debate
tournament. Okay. Yeah, there's judging and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you ever do a debate team?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Kelly, did you? You would have been great.
Well, I did join the debate team.
Uh-huh.
And our teacher, Mrs. Stokes, she brought these little, I'm going to tell you, this is the easiest thing ever. She brought these little club crackers. She'd wrap them in a piece of bacon, and she'd bake them in the oven, and the cracker would, like, absorb the bacon grease. She called them bow ties.
Yeah.
And she'd bring those every week, so I'd show up for debate team. Well, then she stopped bringing them, and I quit.
You quit the debate team because they didn't have snacks?
She stopped feeding us, number one. Number two, I didn't want to do it anyway.
Right.
She picked me to be on the team for my obvious arguing skills.
Yeah, I would pick you.
And I didn't, but I didn't want to.
I would pick you.
You're great.
And she stopped bringing the bow ties.
The bow ties. I didn't like when they'd make you argue the side that you didn't believe in either.
I know, but you got to.
Sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah.
It's like, but I don't even believe in what I'm having to argue.
But that's the art of being a good debater. I am a sucky debater.
You are?
I'm going to try to recreate those bow ties.
Yeah, because Alan, his debate, he'd hear someone else and he'd be like, yeah, that's a good point. I'm
very easily swayed.
You would not do so well
on
the debate team.
Which is not good on a debate team. Yeah, you know what? You got a good point.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Never mind. Right. I changed my mind.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Terry.
Yes.
Let's do some Feel Good Friday with you. What's going on in your world?
Well, first off, I'm so excited that I even get to talk to you guys. But the very, very, very best thing happened yesterday that ever could have happened.
Wow. Please tell us.
My son-in-law was able to finally, after a long and tedious journey, was able to adopt my grandson.
Oh, that's very sweet. Very
sweet.
Best day ever.
Congratulations.
What are their names? We'll give them a shout out.
Okay. Well, my grandson's name is Parker.
Okay, cool.
And my daughter's name is Kara. And my son-in-law's name is Ryan. And this is something that my grandson has wanted for 3 years. And finally, we got it done.
Well, good job. Good deal.
Such a happy Friday. Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations
to
the family.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good Christmas together, too.
Wow, so cool. Happy holidays, Terry. Thank you for calling us. Oh, this one's really great. We're going to be super happy for Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. You have some great news for us.
Yes, my daughter Everly at 8 months got diagnosed with bilateral tumors in her eyes.
Uh-huh.
Cancer, basically, and she's had chemo for 6 rounds, and we found out that she is cancer-free.
Oh,
awesome.
So
awesome.
We found out at Thanksgiving, and now at Christmas, they removed her port that she had her chemo put into, which is kind of like, and she gets to ring the bell. So we are just super happy that she can have a normal childhood from
that
point on.
Oh, that is so great.
We rang the bell for her.
And her
okay?
vision's okay and everything?
Oh, yeah. I was born with it. And so we knew there was a chance my children would have it.
Yeah.
And I lost my right eye, but she's keeping vision in both of hers.
Oh, awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
Such great news, Jen.
Yeah, that's way to go. Way to go, Jen.
Big old hug for your little girl, okay?
Oh, yeah, she knows. She's sassy. She knows she's a tough little thing. So
yeah,
I got my hands full.
Yeah, you do. We all do with our little girls.
Yep.
You have a wonderful day and wonderful weekend, Jen. Thank you for calling. Keep those Feel Good Friday stories coming. We like them. Hashtag Feel Good Friday. Coming up next, we're going to get to talk to Gray Drake about the one movie coming out this weekend. Is it Christmas Party?
Office Christmas Party.
And speaking of office Christmas parties, apparently there was an awkward moment during the Christmas party, the one that we had last week, involving one of our own.
Oh, boy. Friendly fire.
Yeah, friendly fire. things may get awkward here after we talk to Gray Drake next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, after taking a week off from talking to us and gathering her thoughts.
We were worried sick about you.
Gray Drake, where were you?
Well, actually, the real question is, where were the movies?
See, that's what happened right there.
Where are the movies?
Yeah, very little new things going on last week. In fact, about zero new things.
Really?
It's a week after a holiday. Sometimes that happens, but we have fixed that in a small way this weekend.
How so?
We got Office Christmas Party.
Is this Jennifer Aniston?
Yes. Yep.
That's right. Office Christmas Party in the house.
It looks pretty good from the previews.
It stars T.J. Miller, and he is the head of his father's
old branch in their big old business. And Jennifer Aniston is his mean sister, who is the CEO of the whole company.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in trouble, right? The business is not doing great. And she gets all grinchy and she cancels their holiday party. And TJ Miller and Jason Bateman know that they have got to fix this. They have to save the business, save the party, and save it they do. Jesus rides a horse in this movie.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Jesus rides a horse.
Yeah. Surprise. It's a little religious.
Huh.
sacrilegious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the word. And so I actually really loved this movie. It did look funny, and I think it lived up to its trailers. I really enjoyed it. But I will tell you that with a cast like the ever-present Kate McKinnon, who's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Olivia Munn. She was just in the X-Men Apocalypse. Courtney B. Vance, Rob Corddry, Vanessa Bayer from Saturday Night Live. This movie has a great cast. It hits on every level. It's raunchy. It's funny. It's very R-rated. And you're going to wish that this was your office Christmas party.
Hmm.
Yeah, because ours was pretty low-key.
Ooh, but you know one party that this doesn't beat?
What?
Kelly Raspberry's birthday party.
You dang right.
Dang right.
Grant was there for that one.
That is right.
Our critics don't love it. They say that it's kind of mean and it's not very creative as far as office Christmas party movies go, but this is one of those cases where I really disagree. I went to it. I had fun watching it. We'd even done a double feature that day, and I still was really into this movie. So I would say, don't let the 45% rotten score scare you away. I think it's fun.
All right. Well, Office Christmas Party is a go for it. Movie told you by Gray Drake.
Yep.
Even though it's rotten, Gray says go see it. Thank you, Gray.
Oh, you got it. I don't know if I can recommend it to Jenna though, because she's got to behave herself now that she's engaged.
No, she's still naughty, Jenna, from time to time.
Yeah, I'm pretty... No, actually, I've always been tame, even when I was single.
Right.
They just like to make fun of me like I'm not.
But fair enough, young lady, but congratulations. Yay!
Yay!
Gray!
Thanks, Gray.
You got it, everybody. Have a good one.
We'll talk to you soon. And speaking of office Christmas parties, I got a text from Nick Adams yesterday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think you were in it, Al. Were you on it?
Yeah,
you were on it.
Yeah.
You didn't respond.
But I got the info.
Yeah. So Nick sent us a text, and it said, ask your ladies if Russ Face kissed them on the cheek at the Christmas party this weekend.
Oh. What?
Oh, is he like a serial kisser?
So I started laughing, because I was like, surely this fool did not try to kiss my wife.
Yeah, Russ does like the cheek kiss.
Right. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so we saw this at the Christmas party, and I thought it was a little...
I know what you're talking about.
I had never seen Russ... kiss a girl on the cheek.
I've never seen Russ kiss a girl.
My wife. So, yeah, we were asking the girls in the back, hey, I thought I saw Russ kiss you on the cheek at the party. And Anna, our video girl, said, yeah, he kissed me on the cheek.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I
feel like it might have hit me in the neck.
Really?
But now I don't remember.
Yeah. Amy, our web girl, yeah, Russ kissed me on the cheek too. And then I just asked Greg, and Greg said, well, he tried to kiss my wife, but she's really tall.
Yeah.
So he couldn't quite reach that.
He got the boob.
Wait, so formal Russ is Trey, a cheek kisser?
Trey's girlfriend, Kara.
He kissed her
on the cheek.
Kissed her also.
Is that an appropriate thing to do at the Christmas party?
Well, I asked my wife.
Yeah.
And so when I brought it up to her, because she was in the kitchen, I said, hey, did Russ kiss you at the Christmas party? And she was doing dishes. She drops the dish, and she looks up, and she goes, oh, my God. Yes, he freaking did.
Really?
So Russ did try to sneak one in on my wife as well.
That cheek bandit. He's What's he doing?
I don't know, because I've never seen him do that. We've worked with him for years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, did he kiss you on the cheek?
He didn't come near me. He knows better than that.
We even paid him to. No.
Yeah. He didn't give you a little kiss on the cheek?
No.
He gave me one. I think he did.
Wow.
Did he kiss Dr. Girlfriend now?
I'm still trying to get her to return my text from 3 days ago.
I think Russ is in the building. I think we're trying to grab him, see if he'll come in here.
He'll never.
I don't think he even knows what we're talking about, because, again, he doesn't listen to the show.
I don't think I've ever just casually kissed a girl on the cheek.
I don't recall you ever kissing me.
I get it from guy friends a lot. Even
really?
Ones that I see all the time. Yeah, like when if I go over to hang out or you know, just with friends, they do the hug and kiss on the cheek.
Ladies and gentlemen, Russ is in the house.
The kissing bandit, apparently.
Hey, Russ.
Whoa, stripe on stripe, scarf shirt.
Yeah, right.
Too much stripes, dude.
Too much, yeah. It's over stripe.
Okay, he just walked
you
in.
You called it out, fashionista.
I know, I'm just like getting barraged.
Yeah, she slams them. Okay, everybody, back off.
Me only, okay? So, Russ. Were you listening to what we were just talking about?
I was not. I was at my desk.
What station were you listening to?
Okay, Russ, let's, before we bring it up, let's just say, like, I, like, walk up to you at the Christmas party, like, I just got there. Can we reenact?
Okay.
Do it the way you do it, bro.
Technique? Yeah, I was like hey, mwah. I kissed on the cheek.
This guy over here.
I kissed on the cheek.
Yes!
With a sound effect.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, I don't know. I do that to everybody.
Kiss. I didn't get a kiss.
You kissed
her. Come here, Jay.
I don't want one right now. Get out of here. Get out of here.
See, and I was saying, like, I think we should encourage it. I like it. I guess all the women have noticed that you did the
weird.
Cheek kiss. And I don't think it's that
it's
weird.
It's very European.
It's a new
thing?
With
sound effects.
Justin wants one as well.
Hey!
Russ, when did you start this
Justin
kissing
just planted
thing?
Planted one on Russ.
I don't know. I think it's been a long time.
You have been doing it the whole time?
Nobody noticed it until now?
Not like on a daily basis, but like...
Only at holiday Christmas parties?
I think I would recall you kissing my wife's cheek.
I don't think this is abnormal. I've told you, I have a lot of guy friends that'll do this, but it's normally ones that are trying to make a move.
Uh-huh.
But...
No, Russ is definitely not trying to make a move.
I get greeted by male friends that do that. No, yeah. I don't think they're ever trying to put a move.
I mean, my girlfriend was right next to me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
We should start one where you lick somebody's face.
No, that's so gross.
But Russ, that whole like butt squeeze was weird, okay?
Come on.
Now, there's some girls that are lip kissers. Casual, not hitting on you, but I know a girl that works for our company, not here, that is a lip kisser. She hadn't seen, whenever she'd see you yesterday, she can see you in a year. She's going to be full on.
With women and men?
Well, I know with me, she is. Like men. No, she's a man lip kisser.
You know who you're talking about?
Do I know who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Do I know her?
Yeah. I'll write her name down.
Okay.
I don't want to say it.
Why not? She's a lip kisser. Lip kissers
really?
Need to be called out.
Oh, she's hitting on you.
Who is it?
Yeah. Who is it?
Sales.
Oh.
Really?
She just gives me a hug.
Oh, she wants that chocolate.
I have known her for 20 years.
Maybe that's why.
It's a while. Yeah.
Always lip kiss.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Every time.
I wish we all kissed, like, as to
chocolate.
Say hello. I think you guys, I think people just these days are uncomfortable with intimacy. I wish we all kissed all the time.
Fine. 2017, the year of the cheek kissing.
Well, we did have, 2015 was the year of day drinking.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We didn't label we missed the boat on 2016.
We
never labeled it anything.
And you know what? That's fine, because 2016 sucked.
Not for me.
I thought this was supposed to be the year of naps.
Was 2016 the year of naps?
It was. I thought we talked about naps.
I forgot it.
I didn't either.
We talked about naps and relaxing.
Right. 2017, year of the cheek kiss.
Cheek kissing, not lip kissing.
No lip.
Okay,
just cheek. Dudes too? Dudes on dudes?
No.
Cheek kissing is for everybody.
They do it in Mexico and in Europe.
I'm not in Mexico or Europe.
But if we're going to start a movement, we need to start it.
Best kisser on the show can't get on board.
I'm the best kisser on the show.
It's not gay if you're secure.
It's just cheeks. Come on.
It's gay if you're insecure.
Yeah. Damn right, Jenna.
It's okay.
If you're secure, it's fine.
It's
science.
Okay, we don't have to start
already
until 2017.
The thongs.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to kiss.
So,
Russ,
lingering,
you've inspired a movement.
Lingering kiss?
Thank
or
you.
Just like.
No, just
no.
A, just a,
mwah, like with that, sound effects or no?
Like the one that Alan planted on me when he kissed my earlobe that time?
Go try it on Al real quick.
Yeah,
Russ, go.
Alan did
like,
it.
This is how you do it. Alan kissed you.
Alan did it.
Oh, yeah.
Russ is the
all right,
new.
So this is how you do it.
He was mortified.
So you're saying, what's up, bro? Oh, man.
I love this.
I'm out on
all
the
right.
movement, y'all.
You're in on the movement. Yeah. All right, we're going to do that. Oh, it's fine now.
No. Without the sound effect.
No.
Yeah, you can't.
Sound effect and then whiskers. I don't want other
whiskers.
Whiskers on my face.
Whiskers on whiskers.
You can't do the noise with the guys, Russ. You can do the kiss, but not the noise.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear mwah in my ear.
No.
Okay?
I don't want whiskers on my cheek, other than mine.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Today's the day.
For?
Today's the day we're closing. the autographed guitar sweepstakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's open till noon. You could still bid. You can go to KidNation.com and buy an entry for $5, 6 entries for $25, 13 entries for the low, low prize of $50.
Wow.
And that puts you in the drawing to possibly win
an autographed guitar from, we have One Direction, Taylor Swift, 5 Seconds of Summer, Demi Lovato, Shawn Mendes, Ellie Goulding, the band Perry, Miley Cyrus, Train, Gavin DeGraw, and a possible, we're still trying to get in.
Bonus.
Don Cheadles.
The Don Cheadles. The Don Cheadles.
So far, Kids Kids is like, nah, we good. But just in case, we're throwing it out there that we are more than willing to sign our names.
Increase the value or decrease the value of the guitar? That's the question.
Well, it depends on if Al and I get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. We're a shoe-in, dude.
Yeah, I mean, at one point, Miley Cyrus's autograph wasn't worth anything.
Exactly.
At
exactly.
one point in time.
You have to have original songs to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I don't know. Right. Is Weird Al Yankovic in there?
We're going to come up with a song next week.
He has original.
Well, he does. Dang it.
We're going to have a song next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with a Christmas song.
Okay.
A Christmas song.
Yeah.
An original.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's original lyrics.
We wrote the original lyrics and then we sing it.
Yeah.
To the tune of Buy Me a Boat.
There you go.
Yeah. For the ladies. So, go to KidNation.com. For that, to buy your entries. Did you guys see that the list of the 10 stories that got the most people around the world talking on Facebook in 2016?
List.
No, but these are the things that we should be well-versed on. So what I thought we should do is a little improv, since we're really into improv right now.
We are?
Oh, yeah. So it'll be Team Kelly and Al.
Oh, boy.
And Team JC and Jenna.
I've had no All sleep, right. Kelly. Sorry.
We just have the topics here, and we'll do
the same premise?
About a 3 to 4 second, you know, recap of what that story is about. So what a conversation would have been like between two friends. For example, we'll go first. Okay. One of the stories that most people are talking about, or the 10 top stories, the United States presidential election.
Oh, JC, Trump is never going to win this.
I know, right, Jenna? Hillary Clinton's got this in the bag, even though everybody's talking about her emails. It's got to be Trump losing by a big margin, right?
For sure. The Republicans should have gotten a better candidate.
And then we saw how that turned out. But that was the presidential election. That's what you saw people talking about. Okay. Now, Kelly and Al.
Oh, yes. Right.
Or the Team Ellie.
It's going to be such an easy topic, Al. Uh-huh.
Please.
We got this, Kelly.
Rewind back to when people were talking about Brazil's president getting impeached in August.
See?
What?
Yeah. I don't say anything about Brazil.
I love me some Brazil, Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah.
Give us some stats about the impeachment,
Kelly
though.
Never heard this subject brought up at all.
What?
I didn't keep up with Brazilian politics this year, JC.
But a president was impeached. Right. Hot topic at the Olympics.
Using my improv skills y'all were bragging on me about so much the other day.
I'll give you another starter, Kelly. Have you ever had a Brazilian, Kelly?
Sure.
Okay, y'all go ahead.
It was a female president from Brazil that was impeached because she was trying to hide money or the way they were spending the...
Easy to act like you know what you're talking about when you have it right in front of you.
I don't have it in front of
whatever,
me.
Whatever, like JC keeps up with the president of Brazil's impeachment.
No, I don't remember exactly
whatever.
What it's about.
Whatever.
All right. It was a female, yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was a female. I think it had to do
like
with money.
Alex Trebek over there.
I don't have it in front of me.
Smugness.
All right.
Answered.
Another topic people
so
are talking
about. Close to Clesson right there, Trey. Whoa, you're
did you really?
Finger on the button there, Trey.
I don't have enough. Did you want to give the topics?
No, you pick them out because it's all fair and square.
Jenna, Pokemon Go. Everybody remembers this.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember when Al said, I'm going to buy a website so I can have a Pokemon Go pub crawl?
Yeah,
and he bought the website Pokemon.
All these dudes showed up for some reason. It's weird. Yeah. All right, see, that was Pokemon Go.
The
famous app that everybody was playing.
All right.
Kelly and Al.
Yeah.
The Philippines presidential election.
I date a Filipino.
And I heard he has the softest feet.
He does. I bet that president that was elected in the Philippines has soft feet.
Do you hear what he's doing, though?
Is this the president that said you can kill any
heard.
Drug dealer?
What have you heard?
You haven't heard what he's doing?
He said you can kill any drug dealer that you suspect is a drug dealer.
Oh, yeah.
So it's gotten pretty violent.
You haven't heard about this at all?
I haven't been watching CNN as much as you have, JC.
It's open season down in the Philippines.
Oh, who knew?
If you suspect somebody selling drugs or doing drugs, you're allowed to take them out, basically.
And what's wrong with that?
So these are the top 10 news stories.
That got people talking on Facebook, right. Except Kelly and Al.
Okay. All right, y'all go ahead.
We'll let you do this one. How about Black Lives Matter?
Black Lives Matter?
Yeah, that was one of the hot topics.
Kelly, have you heard that Black Lives Matter?
Wait a minute, Al.
Huh?
You're black. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is not going so well.
Oh, my gosh. How did I not know that until now?
What gave it away? The hat?
No, see, that doesn't make you look. That makes you look like a white lady.
I'm wearing a blue, royal blue crocheted stocking cap.
Yeah. Okay. The other ones were Summer Olympics, the Brexit. Everybody's talking about that. Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl.
The Brexit?
The Brexit. Brexit. You don't know what the Brexit is?
Our cousin.
It's not a rapper. It's not the brat who's on Dish Nation with us.
Something in England.
Yeah.
They did a vote or something in England. Remember, they and it was a big controversy basically. About the Brexit.
Yeah, they're all on their own now.
Is it like a pain reliever or something?
Oh, man.
No, it's some vote they did in England.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing.
People were not happy.
Took,
to secede, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the
yeah.
European.
Right, that yeah. allowed them to not do something that they've been doing for years.
Right. Oh, my God. That's yeah. right, Al.
Yeah. From the European Union.
Yeah, yes. Okay. We could have talked pretty good on that.
Yeah, that was pretty good, Al. Mm-hmm. Also, the death of David Bowie and Muhammad Ali for the other ones.
All right.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
We did good. We recapped. For you, Kid Nation, just like that.
We should, you know what? Hmm. All of these lists come out this time of year, right?
Uh huh.
Why don't we come up with a list of some sort, then see if we can get people to quote our list on their news
what about
outlet or whatever?
The list of the best lists.
How about the top 10 things that happened on our show during the year? If we could remember them.
Okay.
That's the problem. People ask us what we talk about today on the show, and I can't even remember what we
right.
talked about no, by 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, that's
like
very
January
true.
Feels like a long time ago. I don't remember what happened.
You know what?
Really.
We could do maybe somehow if we can all collectively as an office get together, or maybe mm-hmm. our listeners can remember their favorite moments of the year, and we can maybe post our top 10 moments
okay,
of 2015.
I like that.
That'd be great.
We're in 16, right?
Yeah, we're in 16. We're about to go into 17.
15 was good.
Yeah.
15 was a good
15
year.
Was great.
Maybe we should do the top 10 of 2015.
Yeah, 16 is not so kind.
You could just pretty much watch our video and just list that stuff. Because those are some of the best moments.
That, exactly. All right. We have to get to new music Friday with Caroline Craddock. She also has music that makes you cooler in case you want to be all cool and stuff.
All right.
We'll talk to Caroline next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Caroline Craddock, welcome to the studio.
Hi.
Hey. How are you doing? Are you ready to give us some new music Friday?
I am if I can get my headphones on.
I have to adjust her headphones over her bun.
My bun's too big for my
Can you not
headphones.
Smash it?
I like
no, I don't want to smash
buns
it.
Buns in a can, not lie.
Hashtag cute hair problem.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you got for us this week, Caroline?
Okay, the La La Land soundtrack is out.
This is that Ryan Gosling movie.
Yes, Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone movie. Yeah.
City of stars, just one thing everybody wants. There in the bars and through the smokescreen of the crowd.
That's Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a piano player in the movie, right?
Yeah.
And she's like... Is she an aspiring... I thought she was an aspiring actress.
Actress or singer, yeah.
He's a pianist?
Yeah.
I love that word.
Pianist?
And then
pianist.
I fall in love. I don't know.
It's too close for me.
So it's original music.
Yes. Yeah. And they're saying this is going to be one of the top 20 movies of the year.
Yeah.
And then Emma Stone, you know, has been on Broadway, and she sings, so...
Right.
All right. Yeah.
So Ryan Gosling.
All right.
A little sneak peek.
He's back at it again.
The movie. Okay, Post Malone... Do you guys do you know who he is?
Post? I love
Malone.
Post Malone.
Post, yes. Malone.
His name is Post.
He's a white rapper,
he's
Kelly.
He's a white rapper from Dallas.
His mama named him Post.
No.
Because the postman was his dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to start rumors, but that's what I heard, too.
Postman.
So he opened for Justin Bieber on his tour. I don't know if you guys heard.
I was there on that tour. I'm trying to remember.
He opened.
I remember he was a DJ, but I don't remember his name. He made a great impression on me.
Apparently so. He was kind of in the tabloids because Justin Bieber used him as an ashtray at one of his shows in Houston. Remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah. That's him.
That's him. So his song, White Iverson, y'all probably know. You see me from the nosebleed.
I'm the new three. What about White Iverson?
He is White Iverson.
He's the White Allen Iverson?
He's the White Iverson.
Practice. When I started balling, I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. He's actually pretty cool. I'm saucin'. His real name is
Saucing?
Saucin'.
Yeah, Saucin' and Swaggin'.
Gosh, what? Are the white people now coming out with black words?
No, Al. That's hip hop.
Saucin' on y'all.
Yeah. His real name is Austin Richard Post. Yeah.
So he has.
I really relate to that song.
Old, right?
Yeah, that's an old one. He also has Deja Vu with Justin Bieber.
That one's a pretty good
this
one.
This one's good too. My love is a blessing. May love in Alexis. May love in
Alexis. I know you remember. You remember? Tell me, is that Deja
Vu? Cause you want me in. Sounds like Hotline Bling.
Yeah. Tell me, is that Deja Vu? Cause baby, it ain't
nothing, no. No. I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan.
I like him a lot too.
So this album's called Stony.
And although he looks like he's 8 to 10 years older than Justin Bieber, I think he's younger than Justin.
Oh really?
Yeah. I want to say.
Living hard.
Yeah, he's a young dude.
Oh, that saucing ages you.
He's been saucing too much, cuz.
Slagging, yeah.
Making love in that Lexus too much.
Yeah. Mm.
Come on. I'll point
Al, you want to sauce with me later?
Yeah, yeah. And then we can
do some saucing.
Then we can make love in the Lexus.
No. Crap. Yeah. I don't know how to use this stuff. Right.
You'll learn, Kelly.
I'd be saucing.
Yeah.
Post
like
Malone.
Salsa.
Okay, so not to keep it with the rap R&B stuff, but J. Cole's new album is out called For Your Eyes with a Z Only. And he did a little sneak peek. He released one song called False Prophets. False Prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, false prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like
someone
this. Someone should have told him.
Somebody should have told him.
God. Rapper,
he
want to win bad. He want
the fame, the acclaim, the respect that's been had by all the legends. He goes at a bunch of people in this album, I hear.
I just expect Common to start rapping for some reason when I listen to the music. Not he doesn't sound anything like Common.
But
it just sounds like
Cole,
something.
Yeah.
Well, that's hip-hop right there. That's what that's what we're used
to. Yeah, but he's saying his bed. It's kind of like soulful.
Yeah.
You could actually understand what J. Cole is saying.
It makes me want to drink a cognac. I haven't had a cognac in like 5 years, but I want a Hennessy now.
I want a Hennessy too.
Yeah, I need some Henny.
Now it's time for music that makes you cooler. This is music that you find.
We should pop champagne when we do this. That would be fun.
Popping bottles.
I like that. I like
That's
champagne.
That's like the one thing I drink. I like champagne.
We'd be saucing with champagne.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Mimosas.
I don't have any, doggone it.
You can get some mimosas. You can do mimosas, Jenna.
Totally. Yeah. You know, I like champagne. I have a lot of bottles since I don't drink much. I'll bring it in.
You know what you should serve over the holidays instead of a mimosa is a poinsettia.
Really?
Is that the
that's cranberry? Champagne with cranberry. And it's called a poinsettia.
And that helps with UTIs.
Am I the only one that hears her say mimosa?
Yeah, I'm used to it.
I've corrected her on it 1,000 times.
What is to be corrected?
Mimosa.
Her way.
It's mimosa.
Yeah. There's no correction.
Mimosa.
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 Okay.
Mimosa is Spanish.
I know.
It's mimosa.
My mommy.
Mimosa.
It's the emphasis on the second syllable.
We need some ADD medication in here.
Back to music that makes you cooler. This is music that you find, Caroline, and you deem cool.
Cool. You guys might have heard of James Arthur. He has the song Say You Won't Let Go.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I've never heard of it.
Okay, well.
I've heard of
him. Listen to the song and see if you've heard it.
I've heard of James Arthur. Let's see. I'm so in love with you.
Sounds like John Legend.
Yes, yeah,
exactly. It sounds like John.
But he's white, right?
I've heard of John Legend.
And
he's if John Legend and Sam Smith had a baby.
Yeah.
Cool.
He sounds like he has long hair. Does he have long hair?
No, he doesn't. Oh. No. He's British, so he was in the 9th series of X Factor.
Okay.
And he hit the number one charts in the UK because he covered "Impossible" by Chantel. Remember that song? Impossible.
Yeah. So you can sing it because I think about it. I'm like, I can't. Like, I can never convey what I'm thinking.
I do remember that song.
Yeah, and then he has another one that I love called "Can I Be Him."
Possible. Oh,
can I be
I'll
him?
Hear that.
Good, soulful, yummy music.
Soulful and Yummy.
He hasn't been around since like 2012 because Simon Cowell dropped him from his album, label.
Yeah.
So, but he's making a comeback. Huge. So I think the song...
Simon's going to regret that one, huh?
I think
probably.
I think To Say You Won't Let Go will make it on the radio. I don't know. We'll see.
Just did.
He's pretty big in England.
Yeah, he's
huge about to pop off here.
He's number one with that song, Say You Won't Let Go, in UK.
Cool.
That is music that makes you cooler right there if you want to look all cool. Mm.
Yes, James Arthur.
And you also got La La Land soundtrack. You got Austin Richard Post's album, a.k.a. Post Malone. Mm-hmm. And you got J. Cole. Caroline, well done today.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thanks, guys. I feel cooler already.
Yeah.
New words. I've learned new artists.
Mm-hmm. Let's go get saucing.
Kelly, who you saucing on this weekend?
My boyfriend.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Abracadabra. <that not right? laughs>
Did I not use that right?
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
I'll bring some champagne next time, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Who you saucing on, Al?
I'm just saucing all by myself.
No.
I'm solo saucing.
No.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.